and they fly close, they eyes closed. We getting loot, no doubt, check the word of mouth. Unheard about, guns go off and now we're murder about. I'm out, my raps play the part like a kid smart. Secret agent and amazing, styles blazing. Shiny blazing, Tony Stark's in the daisies. And rhyming, my nigga Lou.
And we here again.
What's up?
We here again.
We are back.
Yo,
episode 11. Niggas need Sundays.
Is it really episode 11?
Episode 11.
This is bullshit.
We should be at episode like 30.
22
or should
bullshit.
Be at episode 20 count. Or 30.
This is bullshit at this point.
Niggas need Sundays. Though.
Niggas they, really need Sundays.
They really
people
need
inboxes, they DM us, they fucking
oh,
flag us. They
oh my god. Oh my god. Niggas need Sundays. Right.
And I'm like, yo, you know.
It's Sunday. Taking our day.
I be trying to tell y'all, man. We gonna record and we recording.
At some point we'll get it together. Let's hop into it though, man. It's your boy, Bubby.
What's
AKA
your...
Bubby.
AKA
the Doctor Halal Bilal on Twitter. Yo, Twitter, man, that's my place, man.
I still ain't get with the Twitter.
Twitter is it. Twitter over Instagram.
Shoot it.
Twitter over Instagram?
Twitter over Instagram.
Right, give me your
It's your boy. _Rel_215 Twitter, switch that around. _215_Rel Just.
I don't have a Twitter.
That nigga is Juice Man.
Juice. That's 44, all. Just
44.
I don't know. Fuck it.
16:39
I'm sucked.
Taking
that?
Off.
Taking off.
He's like,
big
you like
fella,
that?
Man.
You like
He's
that?
A big fella for real. That's yeah. A big fella.
I ain't gonna hold. Just pretty hot.
It's all good. I'm okay. Excuse my voice, America. My girl likes to see with the air conditioner on 31 degrees at night.
Let's talk about this. Let's get into that right now.
I got the cure.
What's that?
Well, no. I don't have the cure. I have the formula for what pisses women off. Like, why everything pisses them off.
What's that?
Heat and hormones.
Before you go there, right?
You trying to say the
so
cats?
Before we go there, at some point in this episode, somebody's going to come in here.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's going to come in here.
Yes.
We got to switch topics because we don't want them to know what's going on.
As soon as they come in here,
we have to switch topics.
So, y'all going to hear it, America.
We're going to be talking and laughing and that shit going to
go boom. And it's just going to go. That's going to be. No. As soon as y'all hear me go. We're going to switch the topic.
Copy that.
Cool, bro.
It's whatever.
But
I'm with it.
All right. Now, what was
I saying? We got an insider going on. That's all.
Heat and hormones.
Don't we start off with how our weeks went?
Yeah, we do.
Since we've been going for 2 weeks, how's everybody been doing?
You hear my voice.
Can I go first?
But.
Can I go first?
Mm-hmm.
So, I was working at Penn, and now I'm not working at Penn.
Shit happens. Shit go left sometimes, but you know.
I mean,
level up.
Fuck it. That's what I do. So, I'm working on something great. Something masterful. A masterful
Drugs.
Plan. Oh, man. I ain't really know.
Jesus. Become an older company.
I mean, sometimes I do. Sometimes I do drugs. I do drugs. I've been known to do a line of
I was like, dude.
Prescription drugs?
Oh, pushing drugs? No, I'm just doing drugs at this
okay,
point.
Okay.
Fuck everything else.
Prescription drugs.
I'm doing drugs.
What drugs are you doing?
Coke, ecstasy, heroin, whatever
my
you
guy.
Know. Whatever comes
from. Bro, what you been up to?
You know, I've been preparing for my child's first birthday.
Wow, Harlem.
We getting big, girl. I've been working. I just got promoted.
Oh, shit, bro.
Boom.
Good shit.
Supervisor Rel.
Supervisor?
Supervisor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next week is the fries.
Yeah, don't forget that. Next week is the fries.
Just playing. You didn't get that coming to America?
You gonna talk about it. Cause I...
You didn't get that?
No.
I
thought it was a Kanye West thing. He said that.
He got that from... Oh, my God. He got that from coming to America, Jackass.
Well, I didn't see... I haven't seen it in the
I
long
do know
time.
The movie. I got it now. That's I got it. Movie.
Yeah, you remember
yes.
At McDonald's.
Life
and Louie. Exactly.
Life.
Oh, Life and Louie.
Yeah.
Oh, my voice.
But,
I'm gonna sound horrible when we hear
but yeah, so I got promoted supervisor shit. Other than that, I've been chilling. Baby birthday coming up. I would like to everybody to come to the party.
Yo, this last. Oh, I cut you off. I'm sorry.
It's cool, do your thing, but no. Sorry. I would like everyone to come to the party. the 17th of August.
I gotta be honest, man.
It's a Saturday?
Yeah.
What kind of 1-year-old party is this going to be?
Bro, I'm not ratchet.
I'm not saying it's going to be ratchet. But I'm trying to get the understanding.
Is it going
to
be like an Elmo?
Why is it a
fucking Wu-Tang and shit?
No, it's going to be a... Everybody come, say happy birthday, you say cake, you everybody get the fuck
some
out.
Some people be having, like, one girl had a fashion show
for 1 year old
for a 1 year old birthday party.
Those people are crazy.
And you know what else?
I'm done.
You know what else is weird? Kitty proms.
Kitty proms?
Kitty proms is the weirdest thing I have ever seen. So, like, where do they go? What do they do? Like, what's the point of it? I don't understand. If you go, I mainly be on Twitter, so look, Twitter follows. If your child went to a kitty prom, DM me
and tell me. You want to see, like, the pictures? No,
I want to know, like, what did they do?
At the kitty prom?
At the kitty prom. Where did they go?
Like, where was the venue at?
Yeah, like, where? It was, like,
I've never seen that, though. I always see them, like,
with a bunch of cupcakes fucking up the clothes you just bought.
Yeah, that's not happening
they
for me.
They clothes be expensive as shit. Probably. But that one day.
That's not happening for me.
Can't do it. Harlem, you're not going to no kitty prom.
Oh, they
so don't ask.
They missed their kitty prom wave. That's never happening.
He's right. He's right. The kitty prom situation is bullshit.
It's not the way.
Everything about it is bullshit.
Yeah.
So, fuck it. Heat and hormones.
So, wait. The real question is, do I turn the ear back on? Because are y'all hot? Are we good here? Because I'm good here. I just want to make sure you guys are.
Yeah. I mean, I do have a long sleeve shirt on. I ain't kind of hot.
Yeah, America, he has a long sleeve shirt on.
Well, yeah, why don't you take your shirt off?
No, it's okay.
I mean, I'm kind of hot.
I was going somewhere. I was thinking about something. I was going to say something.
Because I messed up and said heat and hormones.
Heat and hormones, we're talking about E. So, how do you sleep in the room?
Wait, hold on.
Do you got your.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Oh, wait.
Somebody else said 8 weeks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My week?
Go ahead, just give me something.
I can barely talk.
Okay,
you
sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You been sick, like, for 2 weeks?
It's not sick, is that it's like in, like, between?
Yeah, it's like.
It's like that.
It's like I'll go to sleep and then I wake up and it'll be so cold.
I love it.
I'll be like, why is it so cold in here? And then she's like wrapped up underneath the blanket.
Ridiculous.
And I'm like, when is your birthday?
I'm cold. Angel birthday is November 18th.
Okay.
You gotta make sure.
he hit it on money.
That's
18th. Okay.
So she keeps the room super cold.
Yeah, man. We're going to Vegas, by the way, y'all.
You did tell me that.
Yeah,
so that's just you. That's how you've been feeling these last couple weeks?
Yeah, tired, man. Sick. I miss all y'all, though.
I miss you. I miss you a lot.
Juice.
You.
Talk.
Nope. Oh, we just grinding, man. Working these doubles.
You fucking bland bastard.
Yo, I did go paintballing.
You did?
That
you
shit was fun. That shit was fun as shit.
Okay.
We gotta go.
Damn, as a unit. You got new friends?
Yeah, he do.
Nah, yeah. That's cool, because I got some new friends, too. My work friends.
Y'all got new friends?
I want my work friends. That's why I'm
new friends? Like,
I don't have new friends. My work friends.
No, you got new friends?
No,
I don't have new friends.
I got new friends.
I'm loyal.
No, I'm...
I don't have any.
Y'all my only friends.
No, I feel like...
And when we don't do shit, like, when we say we gonna do shit, we don't, Mecca think I don't have friends. So we gotta actually do stuff
We do have to do stuff.
Because now Mecca don't think I got friends, and I'd be lying about y'all.
So what?
Let's go paintball.
That's the problem. That's the problem, man. We care too much about what women think.
I mean...
we do. Women don't care how we think. They care about how other women think.
Mm-hmm. That's a problem.
They have competitive spirits.
Because... women are fucking mean. Not
women are what?
Mean.
Fucking. Yeah, chicks is
mean.
Crazy. Yes. Girls are mean.
Heat and hormones.
Heat and girls are crazy. But back to that bedroom thing. So you your bedroom is cold.
It's cold. Like, I don't mind the air on, but it's like I wake up and I'm weak. My bones is cold.
How's your room?
Cold.
You enjoy that?
I like it.
How's your room?
Nice and chill. I like it too.
You like it? I keep my shit on full blast. You might
yeah, you might be the only one.
I don't want to fucking sweat in the
59.
That's fine.
That's cool with me.
That's not fine.
And then since we got central air, I put the fan near the vent. And
oh, you on some
you
bullshit?
The fan on?
No, he on bullshit.
Yeah,
he's on bullshit.
That electric bill probably high as shit.
Hey. Yo,
what are you doing?
It tripping. Feels good.
You
why
tripping.
Is the fan on?
Because you put it near the vent if it's full blast.
That's a waste of energy.
You need to get your fucking vent checked.
Look. No, he just on bullshit.
Look,
actually, sometimes upstairs it'd be a little hotter than downstairs.
Yeah, because cold heat rises.
So
but That doesn't. Come on, man.
Let me do me. let me do me. But look, can you turn that on?
Can I turn
it on?
No, man, we ain't doing that now.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, sorry.
Exactly. You want cold water?
Nah. Anyway, can we talk about sports real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sixers will win the championship this year. I'm just letting
you know that. That's all the sports you're going to get for the rest of the episode. We're done.
Shout out to the Eagles. They play Thursday.
First preseason game.
That's it.
One more.
Phillies, come on.
Hold on. One more thing. 2K20. If you want to pre-order it for me, go ahead.
So let's talk about that. So I've been seeing like this thing on Twitter, right? Everybody been talking about 2K, and they should be giving. Niggas should be getting pre-ordered 2K. You know what I'm really having a problem with? I'm having a real issue with the fact that niggas cut so many checks and niggas give out so much money and do so much shit and can't get a $60 game. I'm speaking for every nigga. Everywhere.
I want the $90 one, though.
Order that nigga.
See, you going too far.
They ain't going that far. Nigga that motherfucking 2K20. If you like him, love him, or something, even if he don't play the motherfucking game.
They get it for him.
Get 2K20 just so the nigga say, look what my baby boy. I'm telling you, he going to be happy as shit. That's
it. He going to ignore you for a couple days, you know, but.
It ain't nothing like when a female by yourself. Like, you don't like, take a picture of it and, you know, put it all over social media or whatever.
Right.
But inside,
oh, you glowing.
We feel so good when you didn't spend some money on the phone. Like we do it on a regular, but like at the same time, like it really do make us feel good. When Asia buy me something, yo.
How you feel?
I be feeling good, man. I be feeling good. I just like, man, I hope it fit.
You gotta get you a 3X.
You know what I mean? It's just like I just, you know. But other than that, man, it really do feel good when they buy something.
Yeah, we enjoy stuff.
Because women are very selfish when it comes to the stuff. They're going to sit and act like they're not selfish, but they really are selfish.
Chicks, no.
Now, this is no bullshit, yo. I've really, like, and I'm not going to shoot everybody, Asia, this and that. She's, like, not selfish at all. Like, will give me her fucking last. But, like, I've dealt with so many bitches in the past.
Right.
That, like... all of them was selfish. And that's what I realized. That's what turned me off of. Because they all selfish. It's all about gimme. As soon as you say no, I do shit on my own. I'm independent.
Cool, do it on your own now.
But why is it like that, though?
I mean, I feel like chicks, when you deal with them, they feel a sense of entitlement to your shit. I mean, plus it's just the natural order of things. Like, if you deal with somebody, if you deal with a girl, it's gotta be she's gonna need. Chicks is just like fucking, I hate to say it, but chicks is like
needy.
Another fucking child. Like, chicks is like your child. Yeah, they are needy. But at the same time, you wouldn't be a man without wanting to give or giving them. So,
you know, that's what we meant for, dude.
I mean, yeah. So we put in these positions so we can actually provide
some women actually think.
But it's what we saying is what I feel like we definitely want some shit in return too. It's not just about pussy at the end of the day.
Like, if I'm busting my ass all day, I expect like
just the small shit. Yeah, we just want the small shit. We simple. We easy to please. Like
you can just cook for me and I'll be good.
Just send it to me and I'll be good.
I don't need. Exactly. You don't gotta buy me 2K, but you could buy me food.
No.
But I do want 2K. I might want a pair of Yeezys.
See, you asking too much. You ain't gonna get the Yeezys. I don't even care about that.
I got the Yeezys.
You got the Yeezys?
I got the Yeezys.
You know, I don't.
I ain't worried about that. But, like, no matter whatever your vice is, whatever your man's vice is,
right.
You know what I mean?
Show the nigga he appreciates it.
What would your vice be?
My vice?
Yeah. Let's talk about that vice. What would your vice be?
What would I like? Man.
Could your girl afford your vices, would you?
Yes, she could. You know what's real shit, though? Yeah. I appreciate anything. A nice fucking back rub. Massage, you know what I'm saying? Feet rub.
Okay.
I appreciate that more than anything.
Okay. Don't touch my feet.
What?
Don't touch my feet.
Well, nobody can't touch Justin's feet. He can tell it right now.
Hell no.
Justin got dragon tools.
I got the prettiest feet in here.
Justin got
like sunflower shit.
Remember on feet be fucking. Remember on Scary Movie 2? Take my strong hand.
I'm not getting the swimming pool.
Yo, yeah, if he take his shoes off, I'm out.
Just be slicing the sheets.
I'm surprised them socks is holding up though.
That's why I got the Dickie Jones going.
Oh, you got to grab
the
Dickie
socks.
Yeah, they got steel toe socks on.
Oh, my voice.
Where you get them socks from? Socks on, brother.
No, not to change the subject. Don't worry, we're going to change the subject soon. What y'all listening to?
This is Gunna.
That's Gunna?
Yeah. You ain't feeling me?
No.
Okay. So we was talking about Vice. Jess, what would your advice be?
Oh, shit, we was. My bad.
What would your advice be? This is Gunna and Lil Skies. Lil Skies. This is Lil Skies song. Gunna, Lil Skies. What would your advice be?
My advice?
Yes.
Like, what would you want?
What would you want? Like,
so, like, yeah, we may be using the wrong word, yeah, but
it is vice.
Like, what you like?
What you like? What would you like?
Let's keep it simple. What would you like?
Like a nice meal and okay. Leave me alone for a little bit because sometimes you need that me time. And make sure you wash the dishes because I don't dishes. Like it.
Oh my god! Yo, no wonder why the females hate you. One. They don't. Most females don't like doing dishes anyway.
I hate it too. So what the fuck?
What?
Doing dishes?
I know. You know what? I don't mind cleaning up.
Like though. I can clean the whole entire house. I just hate washing dishes.
I don't mind dishes.
I don't mind. I don't really mind dishes.
I don't really mind dishes. I don't mind dishes. I don't mind folding clothes.
Yeah. I mind folding clothes.
I don't care.
I hate the shower folding clothes.
See, I've been doing that shit since, like,
see, I fold the clothes. I have a show on. You know what I'm saying? Right. The dishes, that shit annoys the fuck out of me.
Don't let it pile up.
Well, what's your advice?
I know what the advice is.
Sneakers. Just say it.
Sneakers, yeah. You can buy me a pair of sneaks and you can...
We gotta really figure out
if
this the right word.
No, it is. What you like. What you like. What's your advice?
So, and you'll get it when he finished.
I just want to cook. Take me on a nice date or something. I don't really want a lot because the shit you can give me, I can get it myself. But I would,
I just want to chill.
Home-cooked meals are...
Yeah, I can cook, but you can cook better. Now, I'm going to say that.
I don't know.
I mean, I could cook. I can throw the fuck in.
Oh, yeah, Big Weez can cook it. He whips some shit.
But I don't... You know, cooking, I don't feel like it. That shit takes too long. I just don't feel like it.
Yeah, dude.
So, cook for me. You know what I'm saying? Cook for me. And then, you know, let me play my game for a little bit.
Okay.
Let me play Fortnite for a little bit.
And another thing... Like, when it comes to females, they gotta remember that don't do something nice for you and include me in it.
Ha.
Do something nice for me and include yourself in it.
Ha. That's a good one.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of females be like, I'm taking my boyfriend to my favorite restaurant for his birthday.
Hey, like, no, why would you do that?
And I'm not saying that's exactly what happened, but that's a good example of what...
Why would somebody... happen? Why would she take me to her favorite restaurant on my birthday?
Taking your girl to the Sixers.
Yeah,
for
like birthday. To see a movie I want to see. She's not interested.
Exactly.
In it. That's weird.
And that's another way a females don't understand why they could come off as selfish.
I never had that problem. I don't think do chicks really do that?
What?
Take a nigga out to the place that she likes instead of he likes.
Yeah.
I never.
Because we're not going to say anything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And but then you gotta. Yeah.
We're gonna eat the food. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. Well, since we talked, are we done talking about?
But yeah, we done with Vice.
All right. So look, which the worst date you ever been on?
Worst date I ever been on?
Oh,
did we talk about this before?
I don't know if you ever talked about the worst date you ever been on.
You talked about this before?
Shit, man. I know one of the best dates I ever been on. I didn't even make it nowhere.
Facts.
The best date I ever went to, I never made it nowhere.
You was in the car?
Yeah, it wasn't like it was a sexual thing at all, though. This is what happened. Pick Shorty up. We was on our way somewhere. We were driving. Car started acting goofy. This shit was like a movie. Yeah. The car started acting goofy, broke down. Tow truck boy came and got it. He got in the tow truck. He was playing Let's Get Blow. Snoop Dogg.
Word.
Let's get blow. Yeah. And we was in there bobbing and all that, so we got back to... I can play that. We gonna play that. We got to the spot.
Oh, reminiscing.
No, it was a good joint. This was like our first actual hookup. We got back to the spot, smoked a little weed, fell asleep. We never had sex or anything like that. But just the fact that the car was kind of funny at the time, we got back to the spot.
That shit was my night.
No, it was decent. Let me tell you why it was decent. Because yeah, she was with everything the whole time. She was just like, she was cool. She wasn't bitching. She wasn't complaining. She was like, she was with it.
Was you embarrassed?
No, I wasn't embarrassed. I had a pocket full of money. Okay. There was no mechanic open. She didn't complain the whole time.
Okay, you remember your worst?
Worst date, Ruth Chris with a girl that we went to school with.
What happened?
It was just...
She was ghetto?
No, it was just...
I know what he's saying.
It was just like... It was real fucking cliche. It was super cliche. I was at Ruth Chris with her and it was just like, ah... Like, it was just super... I don't like... That's why I really hate, like, dating, like, certain stuff. Like going on certain dates in certain places. That's why my go-to will forever be, like, a drive cookies. Like, a date, I hate cliche-ass dates. Like, I hate it. Unless it's, like, something like, let's go to brunch real quick or something like that. But a planned dress-up date night, I hate it because it's so fucking cliche. I hate cliche dates. There's no personality into it. It's not a vibe.
It's like
straight out of a TV show. Exactly.
I was young when I did it. I might have been like 20, 21.
And it was just like, the bill was high as fuck. The bill was dumb high. Yeah, but it was super cliche.
I know what you're saying.
Super cliche, like, date.
Bro, what you got?
Give me
your best first.
My best, we had went to the ice skating rink.
Oh.
It was, you know, we was chilling. I think it was like our third date. We was ice skating. She helped me ice skate.
Oh, she helped you out?
Yeah, you know, I don't know how to ice skate. Oh, yeah. Goofy as shit. Clumsy. Yes, sir.
It was chilling. Like, we was vibing. The vibe was extra cool. Like,
vibes are everything.
Vibes is everything. That, and I noticed that since like the first date.
This a vibe.
It's a vibe. This song definitely a vibe.
This song definitely a vibe. So, this a vibe.
Need some weed for this
after
one.
The ice skating rink.
But after that, I think I went to her crib.
Yeah.
You know what happened next.
You
I rubbed her feet.
Uh-huh.
Then I ate her out.
You what?
I ate her out.
You put your face on her coochie?
I put my face on her coochie.
Yo.
And you know what I didn't do? Bomb. Because, you know why? Because I didn't want her to think that was all I was about.
What? You ate her out?
Yeah, but I wanted her to feel good. I want her to be like, damn.
You just ate her out.
Yeah, I just ate her out. And we slept. And then I woke up at 6 o'clock. Like, I gotta go.
So you ate? Oh, wait. We had this conversation on Twitter. They asked. They said, have you ever ate a girl out or gave a girl head without having sex with her?
Yeah, it's been done.
I did it. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, before you ever, like, that was like, you ate her out? Like, you went down and you gave it to her and then you just never.
I wanted her to be like, oh, the next time, I'm gonna fuck the shit out that nigga. Okay, he ate my pussy so good, blah, 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 blah. So then, the next day I went over there, what did I do?
You fucked?
I fucked.
Okay. Yep. How'd it work out for you? How long did you actually last?
Inside of it?
Yeah.
Let's not talk about
it. Rob usually doesn't last long. I've been around the guy.
Don't say my name. But my worst date, okay. That was my best date. My worst date,
right.
Bitch took me off for my birthday.
Okay.
Mad Max.
Right.
Bill came.
Right.
She's like, oh, can you get my wallet out the car? I'm like, yeah, all right, cool. So then I go to the car, wallet not there. So I'm calling, I'm like, yo, where your wallet at? She's like, I don't know, it's not in the quill. I'm like, no. She's like, well, come back. I'm like, all right, maybe it's in my bag. So we come, she's like, oh my God.
Damn.
She, oh my God, I left my wallet at home. So I'm looking like, what the fuck we gonna do? Because this is my birthday. Like, I'm not about to say anything. I paid for my birthday.
Okay.
I paid for my birthday. She said she's gonna make it up to me. I never talked to her again.
Cool. Juice thing.
What's going on?
Good date, bad date. Best date, worst
date. Best date. Took a girl rock climbing. That shit was fun as shit.
Rock climbing.
That's different. You know what I'm saying? Remember I told you?
Rock climbing. You didn't tell me that.
It's different.
Did y'all kiss?
You didn't tell me that.
I thought this nigga.
Y'all kiss?
5-6 times a day.
Yeah. No. You only call me when there's certain stuff you want to tell me about.
No, not true.
Yeah, it is.
Go. But you were rock climbing, and you know. That was a good thing, and then you know, I think you probably got some like ice cream or water ice, something, nothing crazy, just something different.
Oh my God! So it was a vibe.
It was a vibe.
Worst date.
a lot into his worst date, right?
Shoot, we got time.
We got time.
You got 30 minutes.
I know.
You got work in the morning?
So, I don't like you to call people out of their name.
I got the baby, though.
I don't call people out of their name. But this bitch, right? I call her. She's like, yo, I'm at Landmark. I'm like, I could meet you. You know what I'm saying? I'm by myself. I'm like, all right.
So wait, time's out right here, right? Y'all see the pattern with this worst date thing?
What?
It's always at a restaurant. The worst dates are starting to cut. It's starting to be a pattern. It's starting to be a pattern at restaurants. Keep going.
So this bitch, I'm like, I come down there. She by herself getting drinks. I'm at the bar, you know, get a couple of drinks and everything.
Right.
We chilling, we vibing, having a nice little meal and everything. She's already been here longer than me, so her tab is a little higher than mine.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I cover the tab. What's the move? Let's do this and do this next. All right, cool. I go to my car, go to her car. Follow me. You know what I'm saying? Cool. I'm sitting in my car 15 minutes. Like, where the fuck is this bitch at? I'm calling the phone. She ain't answering.
Oh, I remember this.
So I circle the block. She in the car.
Are you stalking the bitch now?
No, I circle the block. She around the corner. I circle the block. She pulled off. She like right there. I'm like, oh. She like, oh, here I come. My bad. I was on the phone. All right, cool. So now we on City Line Avenue, 54th City Line. We going up towards the park where we lived at. You know what I'm saying? The light turned green. I make the left to go up City Line. This bitch makes a right and disappeared. I called her three times, never answered.
He was chasing her?
He chased the bitch down.
I didn't chase her. But after that, it's like, had no rap for her for forever.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not shit. Worst date of my life.
Worst date of your life.
Wheeze.
Wheeze.
Speak to me.
Talk about it, big fella.
All right, okay.
Best date.
Best date I ever had was, like Bub said, it didn't even start out as a date. It was just like, my thing, y'all know me, I used to like to drive around all crazy.
Yeah.
And I just had somebody just to drive around with, you know what I'm saying?
Square?
But, huh?
The square?
Square everywhere. And we ended up,
What the fuck is square?
We ended up at Penn's Landing.
Okay.
It was watching. They had a movie or something.
You want to hear something? I remember this first date because when Wayne we kept saying, "Yo, just go to Penn's Landing. Penn's Landing is a vibe."
Yeah. So I was in Penn's Landing or whatever, and they had a movie playing or something like that, and everything was cool. We had fun, got water ice, and chicken peas and all them stuff like that. Just walking around. Next thing you know, fell asleep in the car. Sun came up and everything like that. Like real, it was cool. It was cool. And it was a date, but I ended up hollering at her later, like, did it or whatever, but that was it.
You wasn't expecting that. Like, you just trying to have a good time.
My worst date. Oh, my fucking God. I'm sweating thinking about this shit. So, the movies. The movies is the worst place you can go to. My God. And I was doing one of them chicks that, like the boring-ass movies, like the Lord of the Rings.
What?
Oh my God, it was so boring.
The Hobbit, yo.
It was The Hobbit, yes. So I don't even think I ever told y'all this shit, right? So we went to the movies and whatever, right? Then we didn't see nothing the whole time in the movies. It was just so boring. She was so into it. After the movie's over, she's trying to go to David Buster's, right? Mm-hmm. I do not want to go to David Buster's.
You done at this point.
At all. I do not want to go to David Buster's. I don't feel like it. I'm just like I'm cool. Like, she was just so boring. We about to walk into David Buster's. She forget her ID in the car.
Wow.
Right? She said, can you look at my ID? I had it in your car.
Is that the time you asked her to meet you at David Buster's?
Maybe. I don't know. No, I didn't. She said, maybe go out and get my ID or whatever. She didn't want to bring her bag in. Dog, I went out there and got her ID and threw this shit in the sewer.
And you were done with it.
And then I went inside like, yo, your ID not in here. Yep. I threw that shit in the fucking sewer and took her ass back home, dog.
Because she made you see The Hobbit?
It was like her whole aura, mind you. She was this chick that, I mean, she had a fat ass and all that bullshit like that.
The cliche shit.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, And another thing with these females, you know what I'm saying? Like, just because you got a fucking fat ass.
Like, yo, like, why they so obligated that niggas need to bow down to them because they have a fat ass? Like
shit.
I don't understand it. That is like the most weirdest shit ever.
Well, it's because, like...
You know what I think it is? Because other niggas...
Or society is making...
Other niggas be like, yo...
Like, you can do whatever you want. Too many chicks are getting their bodies done.
Just niggas, chicks get their bodies on the
face. I don't give a fuck about a fetish. I don't give a fuck about
none of that shit.
Personality.
None of that shit.
If you solid, you gonna rock to the fucking wall falls, and that's the truth.
I see chicks just buying bodies before they buy a house or a car.
Yeah, I mean, I see all that shit too, but it's like, if you buying it, you buying it. Like, yeah, whatever's your prerogative, your prerogative. And if you out there asking for it and trying to hit up a Google for me, you know what I'm saying?
Keep asking for $40 from every
That's nigga. Different. The $40, you know what's crazy? This $40 shit, though, every female wants $40. It's true. It's not even a joke. Like, it's true. That they always need $40.
I made a joke earlier. My mom called me. I was on the phone with my mom for an hour and 30 minutes. I'm like, yo, sis, just ask for the 40.
You know it's wild?
What's that?
Cucumbers.
Oh, my gosh.
Cucumbers. They having a hot cucumber summer.
Cucumbers is on some bull.
They having a cucumber summer.
But no, these girls going way too far with this cucumber shit.
It's too far.
Can I ask y'all a real question, though? How y'all feel about this song?
I actually like this song.
I love this song.
I love this song.
You got it, girl. You got it.
Sing it, fellas.
You got it, girl. Wow. You got it. Wow.
Pretty young thing with your great big body. Go ahead.
Judge's baby. You heard of that?
What we doing shit. Here, fellas?
I'm singing. I'm singing. I'm singing.
You know what's my shit too?
What's that?
The fan drum. Wobble.
You got it, girl. You got it.
Oh, my voice fucking.
When Chris Brown come, he started kicking.
Yo, you know we talk about bad moments.
What?
You know, it's been part times in my life where you like you going through some shit like I'm really about to fuck something up right now. Like one time, right, I was bouncing, right, Mooshaloo. First of all, I don't even have my car. I have my mother's car.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I opened the car door because, you know, these fucking keys now, it's right. The fucking little throb. Like, you push and start.
Mm-hmm.
Open the car door, shit on my lap. I get out, the key's on my lap. You know how you leave your phone, you let me get out, and it drops? The key drops, but it's a fucking vent, and it drops...
In the sewer.
In the sewer. On fucking Columbus Boulevard.
Mm. Oh, it's washed away now.
Listen... I was losing my shit that night, yo.
Jess, how did you get from there?
Jess, you had a lot of bad experiences with cars.
Yo,
play the lottery because you better hit like you gotta have a good one.
I was losing my shit
that time when who pulled the door off?
Duran
pulled your mom's door off.
Oh, he's an ass.
So what the fuck? Yo, we destroyed all the Jackie cars.
The fucking caliber.
Yo, listen. He's giving up all the team right now.
Man, it's happened. You got caught already.
Come on.
He was like, when he crashed into that fire hydrant on the ice, he's like, I'm not getting shit for Christmas.
Fuck you, bro.
He was like, come on, like, come to my house. We can talk to my mom. I was like, I went.
I went. Y'all left me hanging.
I went the fuck home.
Y'all left. I wasn't there.
He was there.
He left me hanging.
Yeah.
Like I said, we walking back to my crib. Listen, we go back. Deron fucked the door up. Nobody wanted to go with me to pick her up. Quincy went. And we got fucking cussed the fuck up.
Like, did she ask who the fuck was you?
Just Quincy? Your mom, dude, be drunk.
Dog.
That time
you fucking ran from the cops. And he pulled that gun out on us.
So he kicked Justin in the fucking chest.
Justin's like, where the license registration? Like, the license registration in the car, sir.
Yo, how old
are
we
going to
do this?
This is high school.
Because Justin tried to
We dipped from me in the driveway.
He was rivaling. He was.
Bro, we would have got away with him. But bro was like, yo, take me home now, yo.
Oh, he
Oh, bitch ass niggas. Did you not?
You were like, bro, you was like, just you draw, take me home. I'm like, all right. Yes, I said that.
Let me out, yo.
Yo, when I pull out the driveway and turn the corner, because we said,
why was he doing
we pulled in the driveway, turned the lights off. We pulled in the driveway, turned the lights off. We would have been good.
It was at night?
Yeah.
He was scared.
He was like, yo, take me home, yo, you drawing. I'm like, all right.
I was seven, I was like 16. Fucking
rude. Yo, what was you doing at 16?
First of all, that's what like, I think I was at my,
for like all
I was at my toughest at 16. At 16
yo, we was living it up.
We was doing
that's
some
when
bullshit.
I had the cars. I was shooting cars every day.
That was some real shit. 16, we was on bullshit. Where the fuck was Rel at all this time? Was he like hot in the house? He wasn't with us?
He wasn't with us all the time. He was with us sometimes.
I was sometimes.
Because he had a girlfriend. That's when he had a Mariah.
Oh,
yeah.
So
he
could,
oh, yeah. At least Leslie.
Oh, that's what it was. Wait, he loved Mariah.
But he was with her, so he.
Oh, he didn't come with us. We was on complete bullshit. 16, we was on complete bullshit. 16, we was on dumb shit. All every, huh? What?
That time.
Matter of fact, that's probably why he was driving like this.
That time you shot my dad's gun.
That was 17 after high school.
Well, you know, it was in high school.
He was in high school.
He was in high school.
Oh, we was trying to figure that shit out.
Because that shit was, we was all got in the wrong
house. I want to make sure I do.
He was like,
man, sure
how we got here? And Nick was like, yo, dude, the cops were came out of bust that door.
He was like, nigga.
Dave was like,
I was trying to make sure.
It was like, what?
I was trying to know. You want to hear something? I was trying to make sure everybody was TTG. I was trying to make sure everybody was ready to shoot a gun at that point. Because at some point, I knew at some
that
point.
That was fucking
in
life, bub initiation.
I remember at some point, like, yo, we had to shoot guns at somebody or something.
We had a lot of. Well. Me and Bub had a lot of initiation during that time.
Yeah, we was doing. I was had just one dumb shit every day.
Dumb shit.
Every day.
I'm like, yo.
Every day.
Like, yeah. Let me get the car seat. Hold on.
You put the gun to the car seat? It was fucked. We was fucked up at 16. How did we go to prison?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know.
And my getaway driving skills
getaway
was on
driving
the beam.
Was pro. It was. Look, boy, he nightmares right now. He's so thankful. He's
that,
so thankful.
That party and yay, that shit was on.
Come on, well, Juice
that night, yeah, it was crazy.
Come on, guys. You wasn't supposed to. Okay.
It is what it is. It happened damn near.
Oh, man.
There was a couple motor end incidents, too.
Yeah, it was a couple. We had incidents.
Oh,
they
used to go down in the motor end.
We had incidents. Oh, them niggas got booked that time in motor end. Remember? When we pulled, as soon as we got up there, it was already getting shut down. Niggas were getting handcuffed, and everybody had gats hold them and all that.
Oh my god.
Yeah, niggas was cuffed.
And then Lower Marion cops used to sit across the street
and
like,
watch it. Yeah.
I can't wait till they run over here.
Niggas, I live in Delaware now and they don't have no fucking barbers down here.
I know you hurting. You hurting.
I gotta go. I'm gonna go back to Philly and get my haircut.
Yo, so did anybody ever listen to Joey Perp?
No, I didn't know what that is, but
oh my god, this guy can rap. That's what I wanna say. Jay Perp can actually rap.
You see that light just flashing?
So, bro, I got a question for you.
What's up?
What? 10 years ago, you were 19. What advice does 29-year-old Rel give 19-year-old?
I should have listened to my dad. All this shit he was telling me as a young boy, and I just like, fuck it, you don't know shit, old head. Should have listened to it. I probably wouldn't be in a certain shit that I am now. So, I mean, I should have listened to most of the old heads that told me shit. Because as a young boy, as a 19-year-old, you ain't trying to listen to shit. You feel me? You ain't trying to listen to old head. What old head got to say, you trying to listen to what your dad got to say. So,
I mean, that's cool.
Listen to your pops. And the money I spent on bitches.
On bullshit
and sneakers and all that shit.
I ain't gonna go there with money.
I mean, money come and go, but if I would have saved the money that I spent.
My nigga, listen. Yeah, nigga, but it's stuff money, like, yeah. It was times I had, like, cash. I'm like, yo, let's. You, Justin, like, yo, like, all right, yo, here go, like, a couple hundred. Take a ride to Dorney Park with me.
I appreciate you paying for me. You don't pay for all these motherfuckers.
Yo, we went to Dorney Park.
Fuck with them like that.
Yo, we went to Dorney Park. It was wild, yo. That's the day my boxers fell off.
I liked y'all, but I didn't like everybody was with.
No, it was just one of them days. I was just like,
they was just like,
I had a, the whole thing was
like,
I
noticed
they just riding away.
Shit, you know what I mean? And I could, y'all niggas know me.
How old was he? 19?
No,
I was 19. I mean, it was a 19-year-old.
Like, I couldn't chill. Like I remember one of the females that was in that circle with y'all. Like, we was all in 12th grade, right? Mm-hmm. Like, y'all know y'all always my niggas. Mm-hmm. But I didn't, certain times I didn't chill with y'all because y'all was chilling with them females. Right. Like, and I be talking to one of our friends, like, you know what I mean? We know.
Right.
And they be like, you talk to them?
Right.
And me, I get, you know, I'm protective of y'all motherfuckers.
Right.
And I'm like, Roach, yeah, I talk to him. Mm-hmm. It's my boy, you know what I mean? And I just got turned off by that shit. Like, I hate when people think that they,
That shit kind of funny to me, yo, though, because...
the fucked up part is, right, those people that be like, you do this or you do that, you talk to them, yo, a lot of times they be fucked up, and they'll be having shit going on for themselves, and they be fucking beneath, and, like,
and now, that, like, we older, we can see that shit now, like, those babies...
Fucked up.
Damn. Yeah. It be damn.
I don't look at people like that, though. I don't really talk down on nobody or nothing like that.
Yeah,
the most I do is, the most I do for all jokes aside is I probably talk shit about y'all to each other.
I grind you the fuck up. I grind you the fuck up.
But that's if I'm talking about y'all, I like you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm, because I'm trying to figure out what's up with y'all. Like, yo,
but
the
like, some of the females was like, in call them losers and shit.
And that's why, like, now, like, if you ain't talk to me in high school, please do not talk to me now. I don't, you don't got shit to talk about.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
I
don't talk to them.
I like seeing them because they fat now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They fat.
The
they
chicks fat in high school, and I'm sorry, but half of y'all trash, man.
Garbage.
Garbino.
For real, man.
Garbage.
There's a couple of them that's good, but for the most part, man,
garbage.
All y'all fucking trash now, garbage, man. And the ones that we talked about and shit, I'm sorry.
No, but don't get it twisted. It was some cool. It was some cool.
Y'all looking good. The ones dorks and shit like
dorks.
Looking good. You know what I mean?
No, it was some. No, it was some. Me myself personally, I want to say I think I was alright with everybody, but them chicks, they used to act a certain type of way. Like they was just like. They really hurting right now.
Yeah, man.
But back to it, 19-year-old, what would you tell 19-year-old Juice?
19-year-old Juice. 19-year-old Juice had a baby. It's a rough year.
He had a baby at 19?
It was a rough. I mean, it wasn't rough. It was a gift. Because
you were trying to hide it.
But it was a rough. It was a rough year. But 19-year-old Juice, because I wouldn't change my daughter for nothing.
But would you change a college experience?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't change that because I brought my daughter here.
I mean,
I would be
excluding your daughter. Would you change your high school experience?
My college experience? No, I wouldn't at all.
I would for you.
I wouldn't change nothing.
I would for you.
Because all that made me who I am now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
the only thing I would do different is, like, 19-year-old me, we used to lie about a bunch of shit. Like, I wouldn't lie about nothing. Like, now, if I talk to a female, I'm not lying to you about nothing. It is what it is. If you can't take that, then it is what it is.
If you can't handle it.
So, being honesty, and basically being more focused. Because, like, in college... it was a party every day.
We party.
They so didn't much. Go to my school, but they thought they went to my school with me.
And I went there. So I had a dorm.
We had fun.
So
I had a dorm.
I would have been more serious, and that's the only thing. It'd be different right now. Like, you know, be a little more mature and be more understanding.
At 19, being more mature?
Yeah. You got to grow up a certain point, certain time in your life. You know what I'm saying?
I had a dorm room, so it wasn't
really. You know what I'm saying? So you, Weez, what would you do differently?
Well, what I do different, I went to, like, that trade school for a little while. And I went to communities out there. I would have never went to no school ever. I wouldn't have went to no college. I would tell 19-year-old me, hey, nigga, fuck a student loan, fuck all that shit. Do not school. I just think college is a waste of time.
Yeah.
Depending on the field you're going in, you're right.
There's only like two fields I can say you should need college for. Right. And that's the health, like nursing.
Doctors and shit.
And I don't even know what else. That's about it. But I can say that. And I should have not waited until... I should have cut the people that I knew was funny
off
at 19 and 18. Then wait until I was like 25 and 26. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I would have, like, just, you know what I mean? Like, did that better. You know what I mean? I wish I would have saw the bullshit.
Right.
You get real shit.
You know what I mean? I wish I would have saw the bullshit when I was that age. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, another thing for me also is, like, certain people, like, you know, friends and family, if I saw they was fucking up back then, I should have been like, yo,
you know, do this with me instead of letting them, you know,
yeah,
go the wrong way. Because now it's like, ain't no coming back from certain shit that they could have did differently when we was on some. Even though we did dumb shit, most of our shit was all positive type shit. We wasn't.
Was it really?
But
we did a lot of dumb shit.
But we didn't. We didn't go overboard. Like
how? And what aspect of overboard?
Listen.
I mean, we ain't in jail, so we can't do that much, man.
So
how much shit did we actually get away with?
What would be that? I mean,
what about you, bud? What would you do?
I would
19.
19. What I do? I would. I probably would have, if I knew what I knew now, I would have just embraced, I would have embraced a lot of people that I knew wasn't going to be here when I'm 49. That's it. Because everything I did though, for real, at 29 though, for real, so I feel like I lived good. Like, up to then, I feel like I lived an alright life. Like, I never got rich, that wasn't a thing, but I never was like, fucked over. Like, of course, I went back and forth to my mom's crib sometimes and shit like that. But I was never, like, begging for change and shit like that. Or I was never, like, hung up on drugs and no shit like that.
Never doing, like, crap.
Yeah, like, I feel like shit. Everything I went through from fucking 15 until now, like,
man.
The only thing I would really think about or try to change with, I would probably try to, like, embrace the people that left. That's it.
Same scenario, right? Same scenario. The 29-year-old, you know, 28, I'm still 28. I'm definitely still 28.
28, that's wild.
What can you say, like, yo, like, if you looking at yourself, like, good shit, young boy, keep doing that.
I would have told 19-year-old me, grind harder, stop playing so much.
No, a good one. Like, yo, like, something that, like, yo, keep this shit up. Like,
young boy, you going to be all right.
Yeah,
that way you're going to be cool. Just keep going. You're going to keep grinding. You're going to be good.
You just grind.
Just keep grinding. You're going
to
be good.
You know? Bro, what's something that you would say to yourself, like, yo,
keep caring about the people you care about. Keep always help who you help. You
help people out.
Help who you help out. And never, like, get a cold heart. You feel me? Just never get a cold heart.
So you never got that.
Never got it.
Just...
Stop being so fucking cheap is what I would have told.
No, good thing.
Good thing. I'd be like, you're doing the right thing, but you know, stepping up, making sure you do what you gotta do for your daughter. You know what I'm saying?
Because all this shit that we've been through, it made who we are.
I mean, I don't think
because none of us is really bad people. Like, we not bad.
And no, for a group of friends that can actually, one can pick up the other person, this person, we I feel like we a solid group of friends.
Today I tweeted, seeing y'all niggas do y'all shit, it motivates me to do my shit.
Because I'm not working
y'all
right
niggas
now,
wasn't so the way y'all are, like, if y'all wasn't the way y'all are, I'd probably be on some bullshit, hang with bullshit ass people.
Yeah, what would be on bullshit?
I always be thorough. Like, I can honestly say,
oh God,
always been
he has always been thorough though.
I've always been.
He was my man. Though, y'all understand?
I've always been the same.
Like, he was my man for a long time.
Yeah. I was a fucking.
You've been a dickhead all your life.
No, I've been a dickhead
or asshole.
Yeah,
but thorough. I've been loyal, dog. Yeah. I've been loyal to motherfuckers that just super spit on me and shit. But like real rap though, dog.
Yeah. So I mean,
but I am proud of fucking all y'all. I am proud of all y'all.
Shout out to Lil and Dirk going out here.
Right, Dirk
business for me. You know what? Lil don't want to go business with me. I'm feeling some type of way because when I blow up, I'm telling Lil, once I pull off this next business move, he gonna wish. He gonna fucking wish. He gonna wish he did it with me. But you know what? I'm gonna be on fucking Forbes magazines.
The Ryan ass is gonna be on a food channel.
You know what? You know what I'm thinking though.
Honey, okay.
You ever see Tag, the movie with the friends?
No, I never seen that.
You seen it? I feel like our group remind us of like Tag. Yeah, you feel me?
But that shit, like,
I just wish niggas could wake up.
You knocked me through a window. I wish niggas could shit.
Keep going.
I mean,
that was
confusing. Yeah, you
gonna pay
two? That was
wild.
Cause, all right, what I was trying to do is like,
especially this.
He had one, and I was going to like. Keep
no, it I, don't going. Know, I don't know what that.
I don't know what the plan was.
Shout out to Meek Mill.
Okay. Shout out to Meek. Okay.
Shout out to me. And I gotta say, I never knew Boo like that. Right? I gotta say all this. Right. Wait, I gotta say this. Y'all totally wrong for what y'all think I'm about to say.
Go ahead.
And I'm saying, when I was a young boy,
go ahead.
When we was like in 10th grade, right? 10th grade or whatever like that. I was in the mix, but I wasn't like dead in the fucking mix. Like, I mean, and
wait, first of all, listen, I don't know if people know this about you, right? 10th grade, you were selling weed.
Y'all
don't understand. Y'all missing the point. 10th grade, Wayne was selling weed. No, not like an ounce of weed. Wayne was selling like quarter pounds of weed out of his mom's basement.
We were selling
y'all
weed.
Don't know this shit.
Listen.
I knew Wayne sold weed.
Wayne was selling weed. No, a quarter pound at 10th grade was a lot of weed.
All right, listen. Go ahead. Because
you wasn't in the mix.
There's some real shit. So nigga, I'm
niggas be lying. You said I'm
not lying. I'm not lying.
Nigga trying to make it seem like he Will Smith and shit.
I want to say this. This is some real shit.
Who's your favorite rapper?
Will Smith is my favorite rapper.
He's my favorite West Philly.
Yeah. Listen to me. Right, this is some real shit. We was in 10th grade and shit like that. And motherfuckers was chilling, but it was a lot of not corruption, but a lot of set tripping.
Okay.
Going on. Set tripping.
Set tripping.
Right? Okay. Oh, here. Big Wayne.
This is some real shit. Right? And like the leader of it, he was like, you know what I mean? He was like, nigga, like, man, I ain't really, you know what I mean, fooling with my man. But like, he was like a fucking leader, like, you know what I mean? Boom, boom.
Who is this? Where was this at?
Listen to me. So it was, and now I'm like, and now, hold on. He went through some shit. And he was locked up for like 12, 13 years, or however how long he was locked up for. I never even chilled with him, but nothing like that. Haas.
Okay.
Hassan Bennett. Okay. Right?
That's a good fellow right there.
Good guy.
I didn't chill with him like that. He was in the, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, he was doing his thing. And then now, like, dog, I'm like one of his biggest fans on the gram right now. Because, like he doing that shit the right way.
Yeah.
He ain't throwing nobody under the bus, you know what I mean, to get where he had to go. He was looking out for himself. And now he a free man. He got locked up for, Bub, you know the story better than me, but he got locked up for some shit that he didn't even do. And instead of crying about it and weeping about it and looking for motherfuckers to do shit for him, he went out there and did his own thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, back in the day, I knew of him. I mean, I ain't told him that, like, back in the summer, I wasn't into it. But, like, dog, this, he is major, dog.
He is. I don't think people
like Haas is gonna be something major. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I'm not a
we gonna get Haas on the show. That's what we're gonna do.
At first I was like, nah, I don't think he should be on the show with us, boom, boom. But now I'm like, yo, I would love that Haas.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Sit down with him because I think I know my loss. But I know he knew his loss.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I wanted to say, Bub, that's your bro from way back.
Yeah. Shout out to H-Man. H-Man is I've been knowing H for some time because it was deeper than that. H family live on Felton Street. My folks live on 62nd Street. But it was a lady named Miss Linda on Felton Street that me and my brother used to get babysitted by. And what happened was, He's been around me and my brother for years and years. He's really my older brother. He's my older brother's friend. Like, they real tight. They had a relationship. But me and him built our own relationship. But I've been around that dude for so many years. I know him. Ace is different.
Facts.
Different.
When
black men put their minds to something, we can do it. I mean, the black man power is unmatched. That's
definitely
it.
Definitely is. All right, but that might be it.
I didn't like that segue.
We got 5 minutes left.
I know we got 5 minutes left.
But you know, we still got to do shout outs. You know, so, I got a couple shout outs.
Because
I was a shout out.
Shout out to H-Man. You
shout out,
my guy.
I have no shout outs.
Okay, you
Shout out to my guy.
Shout out to all my Twitter followers.
Shout out to everybody that listens to us. Shout out to my Twitter followers. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to all my gang. Shout out to the people that support us. We love you. We appreciate you. So it's nothing like y'all. And just that's it, man. Please get with us. Come listen to us. Please.
I got shout out.
Please.
Okay. All right. Let me do my shout outs. Cool. All right. Let me shout out Twitter followers. I got five times two in the flesh. You're stupid. Shout out to you. Shout out to all my Muslima followers. Shout out to y'all. I love y'all. Shout out to Mecca.
Of course you love her.
Shout out to Harlem.
Of course you love her.
Shout out to Mercy employees.
Shout out to Mercy employees.
Shout out to Wayne, Bub, Just, Lil, Dirt, West. West wasn't here today.
They asked about Big West. You gotta get back here, West.
Alright, close. I got shout out. Shout out to me. Shout out to me because I'm doing it and I am lit. Fuck with me.
Facts.
Fuck with me. Shout out to shout out to the boy, the young boy that won $3.3 million in playing Fortnite. I'm on your ass.
You on that
Fortnite? I'm on your ass.
16-year-old,
I'm on your ass. I'm about to get better.
I'm about to impress by that.
I am.
We
out of
here, yo.
Wait, hold on.
I'm about to impress by that.
I'm impressed.
We're not out here.
We out.
Love you, Adrian.